This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Yes, it has been downright frigid lately, and ice is starting to form on area lakes, but the Wisconsin DNR is warning ice fishing enthusiasts to remember that ice is not fully formed. It doesn't form evenly, and thickness can vary greatly. Always have someone with you when you go out on the ice and carry safety equipment like chisels and spikes. Authorities remind everyone that no ice is 100% safe and to prioritize safety. With this week's Act 10 ruling, the state Supreme Court race just got more interesting. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A Dane County judge has struck down Act 10, the controversial 2011 law that limited collective bargaining rights for most public sector workers in Wisconsin. It was for now declared unconstitutional. The ruling comes after a number of legal challenges. It's being celebrated by unions and Democrats, while Republican lawmakers are warning of potential tax increases. The 2025 Wisconsin Supreme Court election, scheduled for April 1st, will determine who replaces retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. So far, Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel have announced that they're running for the seat.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says this year's gun deer hunt season was the safest on record. According to the preliminary data, there was only one non-fatal shooting incident during the nine-day season, surpassing the previous record set last year with just three non-fatal incidents. DNR officials say the back-to-back safest seasons on record show the improvements made to hunter safety courses. The hunter education program was established in the 1960s, and since then, shooting-related deaths and injuries have plummeted. The Brown County Sheriff's Office seeks the public's help in finding 37-year-old Benjamin Berenson, who was last seen on Tuesday, November 26th. His vehicle, a burgundy Chevrolet Suburban, was found abandoned on I-43 in Ossaukee County on Friday, November 29th. Berenson is 6'3", weighs 165 pounds. He has brown hair, hazel eyes, and a tattoo sleeve on his left arm. If you have any information, you're asked to call the Brown County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. Two Rivers police say they don't expect to file any charges in the death of 7-year-old Jacob Bear. The child went missing Saturday afternoon and his body was found in the West Twin River Sunday morning. Police called the incident a tragic accident. They believe Jacob, who had autism, ventured onto the patchy ice and fell through. An autopsy is scheduled for Friday. The National Weather Service has simplified their winter terminology for cold weather events. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
The NWS took away the wind chill advisories, watches, and warnings, and are now switching over to cold weather alerts. For example, wind chill watches will now be called an extreme cold watch, while what was once known as wind chill warnings will now go by extreme cold warnings. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says,
because what would happen in the structure that we had been in was you could have the winds usher in the cold air in, say, January, and the wind chill headlines are out, but then the winds end, but then some of the coldest temperatures happen in the wake of that, and there'd be no headlines from us in the Weather Service. So even though it would still be dangerous out, cold is the approach here and the simplification.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Green Bay-based Schneider National, a shipping and logistics company known for its orange trucks, acquired Cowan Systems LLC for $390 million in late November. Cowan, based in Baltimore, is the fourth transportation company Schneider has acquired in 2 years, following purchases of Midwest Logistics, De Beer Transportation, and M&M Transport Services. By adding the Cowan workforce, Schneider will now employ almost 20,000 people and operate a dedicated service fleet of 8,400. 100 trucks. Jody Vandermolen is the coordinator for Toys for Tots in Winnebago County. She said inflation has affected everyone this year, and many people will not be able to purchase holiday gifts for their children.
Everybody knows how stressful it is. And to just know that you can't go to a store and buy your child a toy.
Toys for Tots is accepting new, unwrapped toys at over 80 locations throughout Winnebago County. See our story at WGBW.fm for information and a link to the list of donation sites. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Badgers lose to Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers lost to Michigan last night, 67-64 in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now 8-1, their first loss of the season. Greg Gard.
As I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, the ability to defend, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half. A lot of them were all long rebounds and wild possessions. And then untimely turnovers.
The Badgers face Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. Marquette on the road tonight against Iowa State. The Bucks advance to the NBA Cup quarterfinals after a 127-107 win over the Pistons in Detroit. Damian Lillard.
Coming into this game, like they knew it was a big game for them, but it was a big game for us too. Closer towards, you know, getting to Vegas. Also closer towards becoming the team that we want to continue to become.
NFL, the 9-3 Packers head to Detroit to face the 11-1 Lions tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Josh Jacobs says it'll be a showdown.
Obviously, you know, they've been rolling. They've been playing really good ball. So we feel like we've been playing good ball, too. You know, they the top of the division, and that's what we hunting. So it's going to be fun.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sharon Stone has accused director Sam Raimi of having no loyalty. That's according to Deadline. The two worked together on Raimi's fantastic film, The Quick and the Dead, on which Stone was a producer. She says after that film, Raimi went on to direct big films and totally forgot about her. Stone credits herself for bringing Raimi from B-movies to A-list movies. That might be true, but she also took credit for Russell Crowe and Leonardo DiCaprio's stardom. Great actress, but who knew she was a kingmaker? If you're one of those people who still watches Saturday Night Live, good for you. There are still some good laughs here and there. Also, you can look forward to former cast regulars Chris Rock and Martin Short hosting before Christmas. Rock will host December 14th, and Martin Short will host December 21st. This coming Saturday, Paul Mescal hosts with Shibuzi as the musical guest. Enjoy! When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever, and as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and very windy today with off and on light snow possible, especially by early this afternoon. We'll get into the low 30s by midday, but then quickly drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tonight, cold, windy, 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.